Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Good. Hey, everybody. I'm Kim Holderness.
I'm Penn Holderness. This is the Holderness Family Podcast. The reason we're laughing is because this episode, we feel like we should always talk about this. This episode, we were talking about who's going to be the bus driver.
And I was like, you are Sandra Bullock in this situation. And he's like, well, am I Keanu? No, I'm Sandra. Yes, yeah, so you are Sandra Bullock today.
So just to back up, every week we usually have like a bus driver.
Yeah.
And then we have a passenger.
Yes. I am firmly in the back seat. Like,
no, you're Keanu. That's the thing. So if you use the bus analogy, Keanu is arguably just as important as Sandra Bullock in that movie.
So by the way, is it possible that somebody listening to this hasn't seen Speed, the movie, the cinematic adventure?
It is, but
have our kids seen Speed?
That would be a major oversight because it's a wonderful, wonderful film.
Our kids have not seen Speed.
I remember I like realized that I had a feelings for Sandra Bullock during that.
In my
swimsuit area. She was so cute.
I may
cute.
Have too. She was adorable. Yeah.
If our kids haven't seen Speed, we're gonna wrap up the podcast. We're probably going to miss pick up with Penn Charles and Lola's on spring break. We're going to make her watch Speed.
Yeah, I think she gets her license soon. I think that's like a really valuable piece of cinema. That anyway,
today's show is about ADHD.
First of all,
as you can tell,
how are you doing, Penn?
I'm fine, thanks. This last day has been like my least favorite 24 hours in a while.
Do you want to talk about it?
No, I mean, okay. Sure. Well, I mean, do you want to talk about it?
We probably can't. We tried to not talk about like parenting stuff.
Exactly.
We tried not to throw, to use the bus analogy, we should try to throw our kids under the bus, but it's a pretty hard 24 hours parenting.
I'm just going to say I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 very difficult things have come across my plate in the last 24 hours, and I can't talk about any of them.
Publicly.
But just know, 5 pieces of bad news or shocking news have come across.
I mean, shocking. It's not shocking.
I said bad or shocking. One or the two.
Yeah. So let's just say this, guys. We like to, on this podcast, talk about all the positive, wonderful things our children do and accomplish. But we are not going to be idiot a-holes to bash them on the internet. But they are human children. and parenting is flipping hard sometimes.
But they only represent 2 of the 5.
I know, I was going to say, they're not all of the 5.
No.
So,
they've also done cute things.
They've been adorable.
Since.
But I'd just say, like, hey guys, if you're going through it on the parenting journey, samesies.
Everyone has problems with their kids, with their marriage, with their money, with their everything. It's no one is bulletproof. So.
Oh, yeah, we've had kids, marriage, money. Yeah, in the last 24 hours.
Uh-huh. And then like almost like half career in my new career as a administrator for a small basketball team, child's
There's so much drama with 13-year-old
mid-level basketball team. And I just, I've like last night was a real test for me. I wanted to drink an entire bottle of wine.
And you didn't.
In my underwear. I kept my pants on and I had a mocktail. So I'm going to celebrate myself right
so
now.
So we have this thing where we both have, there's like family histories of addiction. So we're just like very aware of it. So we never drink when we're stressed.
No, you got to celebrate.
And but the problem is with that is sometimes I'll be like, I'll have a really stressful day. I'm like, I'm going to celebrate that the day is over. Like I can find a way to celebrate, but we try to after a very stressful situation or day, like we don't allow, and we say it out loud, like, hey, I'd really like that. But right now I'm going to make myself a mocktail. And you were chugging the Spindrifts.
No, it was worse. It's Topo Chico, which is very gassy.
It's you were like, chugging yeah. those? Did you take that one out of the freezer?
Probably.
Oh, sweet
Jesus. I think so. I think I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it was really funny. I was like, dude, you're waiting for something to happen. It's just going to be a lot of burps.
Right. I was very gassy.
Okay.
So anyway, today's show is about ADHD.
I just have to laugh because
we are actively doing it.
We're actively ADHDing.
Yeah, both of us.
Oh my gosh. So ADHD for a second. We had our son is like, he's, you know, he has to make a list of things he has to do. And in middle of doing the first thing on his list, he started trimming his fingernails.
Which was on the list.
But like, no. You have to finish the one thing before you get to the second thing. And he's like, but I have to do this right now. I'm like, oh my God.
You know what? It's the first time we've given him a list and I think he's going to perfect it. We gave him a little notebook for it. I'm going to say, no matter what your brain is, when you're a child and you're 13 years old and you've got hormones and school and sports and everything else, lists are a good thing.
Yeah.
I think, and I didn't do them enough when I was growing up as well. I think my mother just did them for me.
Yeah.
And that's it doesn't ever work. It's going to catch up to you eventually.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
So today's show is about ADHD.
So anyway, squirrel. Okay.
Isn't this funny? Because I'm the one who's trying to drive the bus here.
Go. Go, so Sandra.
We're going to start this with, this was Kim's idea. She's like, why don't you tell me five things about your ADHD that I don't know? And I came up with a list of five things. Mm-hmm. And then the fifth one, you kind of know about because we've talked about.
Got it.
And that last one is going to parlay into a conversation about active listening, which we wrote, we literally wrote a book about when it comes to relationships. But I've learned since reading it that for our next book about ADHD, I'm going to have to make some edits because a lot of the active listening relationship things are actually cheat codes for me.
For ADHD.
When I'm listening. So we are going to talk about the difference between active listening and potentially a new strategy called anti-spacing. Because you can cheat active listening. I've learned this. All right. So, okay. Be ready for this.
I love it. Okay. Go, Sandra.
Okay. Number one. Mm-hmm. When I drive on long trips, like when we go out to the coast, when you're asleep or we're listening to a podcast and that's just not enough for me and the road is just straight and there's the same stuff to look at, I come up with games in my head that I play with myself that I have to win or get a record, like a best record on to avoid being bored to death. And there's two specific games that I play.
Let me hear these games.
So the first one I've actually said out loud, it's with PC. I'm like, we have to see something that begins with the letter A. Then the letter B.
Alphabet game.
Yeah, you have to see the sign somewhere on an X is very difficult, except there's a moving company called Extra, spelled with an X. So you're always looking for those 18-wheelers, and you have to do it in order.
Okay.
So sometimes that takes
alphabet
the whole
game.
Trip.
Yeah.
And then there's this really boring stretch where, I hope I don't get in a car wreck with this eventually, but you have to see something a long way away, and you look at the odometer. So if the odometer says like 2.2, you see one, and it's like an antenna from a long way away. And as soon as you can't see that anymore, you have to find the next thing. And that's two. And even if it's like around a sharp curve and you can only see about 0.3 miles ahead, so you get 10 skips, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then when you get to 10, you see how many miles you've gone by seeing just 10 things. And my best ever is 26.4, like a little longer than a marathon.
I'm so confused.
Yeah. I'm just doing this in my head. I'm crazy.
So you spot something.
Yes. Like a TV antenna. Ideally, you get a really tall satellite antenna that's like 4 miles away.
Yeah.
And I've learned that's about
and
as
so
far as you can.
And so that's four.
No, that's one. That's one thing.
Oh, one.
So you might actually enjoy this.
And then...
And as soon as you pass it, here's the problem. As soon as you pass it, you're like, you're going to notice me now when I'm driving going like... Like whipping my head around to make sure I see the last one and then I see the next one. Because you got to wait till the absolute last minute to see the last one. I've learned just not to do that because I want to be a safe driver.
Okay. I don't understand the game, but I love this journey for you.
No, I don't love it. It's just something that I do.
Maybe somebody's driving right now and they can explain it to
me. Well, I don't want you to hurt yourself if you're doing this.
So you play card games to keep from getting bored. That's good. I mean, that's understandable. Everybody loves a card game.
I'm not ashamed. I'm just telling you this is something you don't know. Number two, to get to sleep every night, I close my eyes and give myself like mini dopamine hits by reliving all of the best parts of the day, whether it's seeing my kids make a great sports play or something fun or funny with you or like a nice tennis shot I had or something. I like relive, try to think of like three or four of those things. Because I think I'm just like a dopamine addict. I'm looking for something like, bink, bink, like positive and happy to put
me to sleep. That's a very good like mindfulness technique, though.
Is it?
Yeah. Are you a guru?
Definitely not.
So you know. So I think what the mindfulness folks recommend is like you go through those happy spots, but then also then. Imagine for the next day, you imagine like your amazing tennis swing. I mean, I'm making it up. You sort of what's the thing where you put, you secrete it. You imagine it.
Visualize it. I wanted to let you keep going. I like secreting.
manifest. Like you create those visions in your head and then you manifest. You're basically a guru. I love that. So your brain doesn't quiet down without some hit of happy.
Right. Or else I just wake up in the middle of the night thinking about it. Like I didn't do it on Tuesday night. I lost a tennis match and I didn't do it. And I woke up at 3:00 in the morning, couldn't go to bed for a while.
Okay. So you guys, how cute is this? So Penn was very nervous about this tennis match. I can't go watch him play because then he gets more nervous, which is really cute.
Well, I want to, of the people I want to impress in this world, none of them are actual tennis players or people who I know.
It's
on my team. I want to impress you.
I love that.
Yeah.
So, but I wanted to be there for him. So I was like, okay, bye. And gave him a kiss. And then I drove to the tennis place and I sat across the parking lot and in my car with the window rolled down.
I don't see how you could have seen anything.
So I had trouble keeping, because Lola's like, what's the score? I'm like, I think they won the first set, but it was really close. And then the second set, I had trouble keeping score, but I could tell you lost. And then I couldn't, and I knew it was a tie break because you guys were switching sides. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't see how some points went, so I didn't know how it was going in the tie break. And, but I wanted to be there. But then I got into my head that I was like, oh, it's because I'm here. Because you won the next night.
Right. Who knows? It's very sweet that you went. It is. I just really shouldn't care about any of these things, except I do spend a fair amount of time playing tennis, and I don't want to be bad at it.
You're really good, and you're the cutest one there.
Well, that's really what I'm looking for. So
you're really cute.
Anyway, yeah. So... A little mini dope. Like there's a thread of these like first four that are all very similar, right? Because the first one, it's like I'm making up a game in my head.
Yeah.
And the second one, it's like I'm making up a game in my head.
Yeah. But I think it's like that you're a dopamine hunter.
So here's the next one. I do think that I'm addicted to dopamine through like either games that I invent or games that are actually out there. And I don't play video games. I don't play the Xbox, but I think crossword puzzles.
Yeah.
Like I tell myself it's good for my brain, but I wonder if that's because I do a crossword puzzle every night and I do get those like little mini hits when I solve a clue. So I don't know if that's addictive or what.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why do you not play video games?
Oh, because I will lose track of time. Okay. I will lose track. I'll lose track of time. B, I don't see myself getting smarter, better, growing, having any, like, I don't see it helping my attention. I see it hurting my attention down the road. I remember back in college when I would just turn on a video game and then boom, it's 4:00 in the morning.
Hey, hang in there. We're going to be right back.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Let's be honest. We've all had embarrassing BO moments. Like any time you have to speak in public, if you don't put deodorant on, it's like a different type of sweat. Ugh. And you and I did like a thing and I got done. And thank God I had a blazer on because it sort of masked it. But then I took it off and got in the car and it was just like...
There is a lot of pit sweat. Yeah. Fortunately, Lumi Whole Body Deodorant is making it so none of us ever have to worry about that BO again.
Unlike certain other DOs, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to control odor in a new way.
Lumi delivers outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet.
Lumi is a game-changing deodorant designed by an OBGYN.
Fast forward 6 years and her Whole Body DO has now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews.
How? Well, unlike certain traditional deodorants that try to mask odor with a fragrance, Lumi is formulated to stop odor before it starts. More like a pre-odorant.
I personally love that Lumi is baking soda free and paraben free.
You can choose from a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, or toasted coconut.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash or deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code HOLDERNESS at LumiDeodorant.com.
That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit Lumi Deodorant and use code HOLDERNESS.
And it's Lumi, L-U-M-E.
Jennifer Garner was just on, maybe it was the Today Show. It was a show. I just saw a clip of it somewhere. And first of all, she's adorable. But she has three children and her children are not on social media. And I think her oldest, maybe Lola's age. She at least has two teenagers, but she is in the weeds on that, right? Her soundbite that I heard was, show me the science, show me a study, show me any amount of evidence that says that this is good for a young brain, and I'll consider it. And it's funny because I've said, oh, our son, he doesn't even want to be on social media. He just has no desire for it, but he does play video games. And I don't think, by the way, There is evidence that about like the fast twitch muscles and like the video games can be, it's not hurting you and how it can like develop a brain. There's like some parts of the brain, but what I think it does for our son, which is why we limit video games, is I think he loses track of time. Mm-hmm. I think he will put off like taking a shower, doing chores, finishing his homework because of that. The dopamine hits of those video games. So I have to say, like this summer, as much as I'm like, oh, be lazy, you know, play some video games, I'm gonna, like, we've already had a talk with him and he's on board. We are going to have a parentheses mostly screen free summer with him. Mm-hmm. Because I think he's realizing that the more he plays video games, like the more stuff,
the more he's losing track of things.
He's losing track in school, yeah.
Which is keeping him from playing video games.
Right. So he is actually down to his assignment that he's going to finish this weekend is he's going to make a list of like stuff his own little summer bucket list of stuff he wants to do this summer. And if it's like a class or a camp or something, we sign up a new thing he wants to learn. Like we're going to sign him up for that stuff. in an effort to really reduce screen time this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Because we work, right? We're working parents. And for as much as we want him just like, oh, go out on your bike and go find things to do. I mean, it's mostly he's riding his bike to friends' houses who then play video games.
Right.
So trying to have some adventures that aren't behind screens this summer. So.
I think that's smart. Number four.
Mm.
I just looked up my stats. I didn't realize they had this on my laptop for solitaire. I didn't realize it existed, but I was like last night, I was like, how much solitaire have I played in the last year? So it's like it's the Vegas solitaire that you play. And again, I don't play video games, but I do play this like when I'm watching TV or something and I've already seen the episode, I'm like, I'm just going to bring up solitaire. And to me, I think it helps me with my processing and organizing. And there's something about it with my brain that it helps. It's not like there's no guns. There's no, football or it's not, but it is a video game. Mm-hmm. Right. And so how many hours of solitaire do you think I've played in the last year? Total.
300 hours.
Okay. It's not quite that much.
Okay. So that's what I hate. I hate it when people ask me to guess because I'm going to guess
big. It makes me happy. It's 210 hours, but still that's 8 days. And it's almost 9 days. So if you look like you get 2 weeks of vacation in most businesses. And that's, that would be like, if I go on vacation and I just played solitaire and slept,
would you even sleep? No, you wouldn't sleep.
Oh no, I wouldn't be able to sleep.
You'd just be like,
just not sleeping.
Just locked in a dark room with a pot of coffee.
Yeah. So, I deleted it from my computer.
So, okay. Here's my thing.
I just think it may be helping me, but there's also better things I can do with my life than be playing solitaire.
You mean crosswords and things
like
that?
Yeah. Like that one, I think I'm going to keep.
No. And there's a lot of brain science and we know that, genetically you're probably predisposed to some sort of brain. I mean, what's a way to say this? Dementia or Alzheimer's. And we know that the more you use your brain, the better it is. That's right. What the science says.
And they tell you to do crosswords. So I'm good with that.
They tell you to do crosswords. But I'm wondering, are there other brain training games you can get besides solitaire?
You mean like that app?
I have that Lumosity.
Lumosity. Yeah, that would be a good one. Because I think that there's like two different types of boredom. Didn't we read about this in the comfort crisis? Mm-hmm. Like the active versus the passive boredom. Mm-hmm. And solitaire is like, you're just not doing
it. Are you ashamed at having played that much?
Yeah, solitaire? I saw it. It was like a lot. And it was like 4,000 games because I play them really fast. I'm like, what? How has my life improved? Also, by the way, because it's Vegas solitaire, so they keep track of like how much money you've won or lost. And Vegas always wins, right?
Right.
So I'm in the hole, like just thousands and thousands of fake dollars.
Fake dollars.
But why am I even playing it?
Yeah.
Because it's the dopamine hit, right? Of like getting, it's these little mini dopamine hits that I'm looking for.
Okay. So I get that the ADHD brain is in constant hunt for dopamine. But don't you think we all are?
Yes.
Right? Yes. I mean, I am at least. I mean, that's why I'm the phone dings and I reach for it.
Well, we've discussed this. You could have some traits of this condition.
Yes, probably self-inflicted. But mine would probably be the more inattentive ADHD. ADHD is a very wide spectrum. I probably could, but I would say most of what I do is I'm trying to seek comfort and soothing, right? Whereas yours, maybe you're craving it.
Well, physiologically and biologically, those brains with ADHD have a deficiency of dopamine in their prefrontal cortex.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to say that, but that doesn't mean that people don't, to your point, still do all this, but it is, that is the first thing that I memorized that my doctor told me when I was 20 years old was that I didn't have enough dopamine. I have a deficiency of dopamine. That's the physical definition of what it is.
So you're getting your fix in different ways.
Yeah. That's what they told me.
Yeah.
And we're on this like discovery tour about all this in the next, it's going to be great the next few months with help from other experts and people helping us research and us doing research on our own, just about what this really is. Mm-hmm. But, those are some things that I do. Here's the last one. Mm-hmm. And this, we made a video about it this week on TikTok, but the last thing some people don't know about my ADHD is that I cheat all the time when someone's talking and I space out with one term that works almost all the time.
Tell us that term, Penn.
And that term is, wow, that's crazy.
So we ended up doing a video on this, and it was actually Anne Marie who works for us. She's actually like our boss. It was her idea. She's like, we should just do like a smash cut of Penn going, wow, that's crazy. Wow, that's crazy in different situations, because you can sort of tell when Penn is trying so hard to listen, but he's like not quite there. And his response will be, wow, that's crazy.
Because here's why it works. That's crazy works if it's like a really my dog got hit by a car.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. But what you do have to do is read the body language. Because if it's sad, it's like, wow, that's crazy. And if they're telling a joke or something funny, or like, you know, their buddy Beaver just passed out in the ditch and you're not listening, you have to be like, wow, that's crazy. Same words, just different body language, right? Or if it's something baffling, like I cannot find my shoes.
Wow, I've looked every crazy.
Wow, that's crazy.
So I think there were a lot of comments on that video that were like, stop giving away our secrets. You know, that there are some telltale signs.
So others have done this.
That others, and this is one of them. But I have to say, maybe one of the things of your five that you don't want to talk about is we had a discussion last night, and one of our marriage issues is that sometimes I feel like I tell you things and I can't always tell when you're listening and engaged. And we wrote an entire book about being listening. Wow. I'm going to use words about listening and being engaged.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I can say is that I'm trying harder than I used to.
Yeah.
But that's why we're going through this, because I'm trying harder than I used to, but I'm still not batting 1,000. Mm-hmm. Probably batting 700, 750. Like I'm 75% there. Mm-hmm. But the 25% can be like a really crucial part of what's going on. And I want to get better at it, you know, and I do. It's so interesting. We wrote this book, and part of it was a chapter on active listening, and we put a lot, and you can read some of these things if you want to, Kim, because I know you were a big part of the discovery. What were the things that we wrote in the book that made us better listeners?
We learned a lot of this from our marriage counselor. We also, you know, we read a lot, and we wrote, and we have tried to live by asking questions or making observations. So a lot of the sort of language we use is, you know, when we're having a talk, something you say a lot and you learned it in counseling is, I hear you. And I feel like, and so let me tell you some of the other ones, and I'm just trying to remember these. Tell me more. Mm-hmm. And it's
validating.
It's
right?
Validating. Yeah. Or I'd love to hear to know more about that. Or basically identifying, just like kind of almost like reinstating. It's like, so what I hear you saying is, you are upset because of this. Like when you validate somebody by repeating back what you understand. And it's basically a cue to the other person that I've heard what you're saying. I appreciate what you're saying. And even if I don't agree with what you're saying, I've taken in this information. The issue now, we've gotten so good at this that I do believe there are times when you're kind of, we both use these statements, and it's always like, I hear you, or like we use, I hear you a lot, but I don't know that we are hearing the other person.
I'm telling you right now, I'm admitting that I use these as a crutch sometimes. It's really embarrassing to say, I'm sorry, I wasn't listening to a word that you're saying. I spaced out and was thinking about something else. Mm-hmm. Because I'll be honest, I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. I do not want to lose sight of a conversation. People with ADHD want to make it to the end of a conversation mm-hmm. without this pitfall. But you said it. Tell me more. You can say that anytime you want, right? So what you're saying is you'll hear one thing and you'll make sure you got that in your head and you'll be listening for it. And while you're listening for it, you'll say, okay, Penn, there it is. There's the word. Good. We got it. Wait, as I'm saying this, she's still talking. And then you have that, but you don't listen to the entire conversation. Yeah. So I guess just like we talked about them as magic words. Look, the magic words help in validating the other person, 100%. Mm-hmm. But we need some advanced ADHD tips for how to listen well. So if these tips for active listening that we espoused in the book can be cheated upon.
There's cheat codes.
By people such as me, maybe it's time for some advanced tips.
Okay.
This was just a little bit of research from this, like a kind of a very exclusive library called Google.
The Google.
But a number of them. And,
yes.
You know, there are a bunch of different places you can look for this on the internet, but mm-hmm. these were the particular ones that when I saw, I was like, oh, okay, this actually I think would help and you wouldn't be able to cheat this. Okay. The first one, and I would love some help with you on this, is they say clear your head before mm-hmm. Before you're having a conversation with someone.
So take a minute or two. What does that mean exactly when you read that?
To me, it means when someone's about to say something to you that has any importance beyond, can you pick up the kids and go get the groceries and a task, like any sort of conversation beyond that, that there could be some preparation.
So I think that's ideal. And I think that it's an ideal way to enter any conversation, ADHD or not. But realistically, this is one of those you've really got to think about.
Yeah.
You know, I can see myself trying this and then it's going to be like a practice that you have to try over and over and over again. I mean, a muscle you have to develop almost.
It says take a minute or two. What if it's just a few seconds to close your eyes, breathe out and say, I am transitioning into listening now.
You know, on one of our kids, I forget which one, there was a preschool kind of report card or assessment and it was like, you know, it has trouble with transitions. And I read that. And I was like, me too. Yeah. I have trouble transitioning even from what we do. I mean, if I'm writing a script for a video, I then have trouble transitioning to writing a blog post or a chapter for our new book. Like I have to get myself in the right space, in the right place, in the right mind frame. So yeah, so just thinking about it as one more thing to transition to.
What are the consequences when you don't transition?
I spiral.
Yeah.
And not spiral, but I'm don't get it done. So if I'm okay, for the first 2 hours of the day, I'm going to work on this script and then I'm going to have a meeting and then I'm going to do this, but I have 1 hour to write a blog post. Then I'll just sit there. What I really need to do is maybe get up, walk around, do some meditation, something like that to get myself into the mind space. And quite frankly, give myself grace when it doesn't happen. The issue with the conversation is, as we have learned, it's such a two-way thing. Mm-hmm. So you have to be ready to receive at moments, even when you're not ready.
I understand that. I maybe just for me.
Yeah.
It's the intentionality of it.
Yeah.
It's we are going to have a conversation that requires real listening.
Yeah.
And I think we can both admit that there are some that don't require that. Like, hey, can you go get the kids?
Totally.
Number two here, and this is, I think, is scalable, right? Because we hear this all the time with phones and technology. Simplify your surroundings. There is a study by University's Baruch Ikver School of... Did I get that right? University's Baruch Ikver School of Psychology... That shows that ADHD slows speech processing in adverse listening conditions, meaning noisy environments are not ideal for you to practice better active listening.
Because I think you do fine if there's a podcast going, the TV's on, you function fine, whereas my nervous system shuts down with too much noise. You're not, this doesn't mean you're taking in a meaningful conversation, but
exactly.
But day to day, you can function with that much noise.
I'm glad you said that, because I do think I can do three or four things at once, as long as they're kind of autopilot tasks.
Right.
But one of the things I can't multitask with is listening. Right. I can't have anything else going on when I'm trying to listen. Why is that? I'm just bad at it?
Listen, I'm the one that when I'm lost or I'm trying to figure out where I'm going, I have to turn down the radio. I cannot be listening to something and also thinking. So, I get this one. This one's a good one.
I'm curious about this one. Make a mental image is what one person wrote. And I haven't tried this yet, but it says allow your brain to create a mental image of the information that you're hearing, whether that be pictures or a visual organization of ideas. Whatever your brain imagines will help you stay in the moment. Don't think about what you're gonna say when it's your turn to listen. That's too difficult to mentally rehearse while you're listening. So I kind of, will you do me a favor and just talk, and I'm gonna try to mentally imagine what you're talking about?
Okay. Right now, there's a thunderstorm outside, and I just dropped my daughter off to play tennis. So while I'm actively trying to listen to you, I'm also wondering, I'm assuming she hasn't been struck by lightning. I guess she'll call if she needs a rescue. I'm just trying to talk.
No, that was great. So okay. I imagined all of that. But part of it was like a cartoonish sort of thing of Lola getting struck by lightning. And,
cool.
And like, you know, like they do in comic books where there's like a star around her and then it's like you see her skeleton when it strikes, but then she's done and it's okay. It's like in cartoons.
Okay.
I stayed with you there.
Yeah, it is a great storm though.
It is. This is a nice storm. Do you guys ever just like to sit in the porch in the middle of a thunderstorm, or is that too much?
So I have posted on Instagram stories if there's a storm. Like, I love a good afternoon thunderstorm.
Yeah.
And so many people from California or from different areas are like, what is that stuff, that wet stuff falling from the sky? Although they've had record snowfall out there right now.
But they've never smelled ozone.
What do you mean? What?
That's the lightning. You can smell the ozone.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to go through the rest of these. Mm-hmm. So I have a tough one with this. Don't add your personal stories. So I'm guessing that's because, and I got to work on this, it's my way of connecting with you, right? You're saying something, I know how you're feeling.
Right.
And I sometimes say that before the other person gets done. I also think it probably doesn't necessarily validate as much as you think it does. It's more like, oh, you're doing your thing now, that I was talking about my thing.
I think there's probably a very rare circumstance where adding in your personal story would be impactful and helpful. I think if somebody has suffered a great loss and you've had a similar loss, maybe there's a connection there. But on the day-to-day, it is really, when you're going through something and struggling with something, you have to be careful with it. Because I agree, there have been some times when I've been talking to somebody and they'll say, me too, and they'll go into their story. I want to hear it, but it's just, it's tough. Yeah. Like I met somebody who was telling me, it was a new person I'd met, and she was telling me about, I actually loved it because, you know, as an introvert, I don't do small talk. And she got right into how she was going through a really rough divorce and it was really hard on our kids. And I just was listening. And the other woman who was talking there, she's like, I know, just having teenagers is so hard. My teenagers, and then kind of went into a story about her teenagers. I'm like, oh, but wait, this woman here was just spilling her guts about how terrible it is to go through a divorce. You're still, you know, so I think, yeah, you have to be careful with that.
Especially if it's, hey, you think that's bad?
The one-upsmanship.
Right. That's tough.
Yeah.
But this, I mean, I'm glad to see this in writing. I know I'm guilty of this. I think in my brain, and again, I think a lot of these thoughts are innocent thoughts. I think I'm going to really help connect with this person by telling a similar story about myself.
Yeah.
But if I put myself in that other person's shoes, which I'm trying to do right now, maybe I just kind of stay in the lane for a little longer and get to know more about what's going on with them.
Yeah. I like that.
Another one is the last one is just maintaining eye contact, which helps keep you focused. Here's the thing.
Oh, did you guys hear that thunder? Do you think that came over the microphone?
Maybe. It is coming down.
Ooh.
Is our daughter? I'm sorry. You did say that
There's
our daughter's
indoor.
At 10. Okay, but is she in the indoor ones, hopefully?
Yes.
Okay, because that is not small amounts of rain. You know what I get excited about when this happens? Is usually when this happens, we have these across the street neighbors with very young children who don't care.
So cute.
They don't care.
No,
wait, about lightning.
Oh, the family doesn't. Yeah.
The children. Well, I'm sure the family do, but the children go outside. It's a very caring family, but they go outside in this weather and they make boats go down the street.
Yeah. I love this family. They, yes, their kids are, they're like, huh, thunder and lightning. Seems like a great time to play.
Let's go outside. I kind of want to go out with them.
I know. They're so cute.
The last one that I looked up, I just realized I'm going to blow the whistle on myself. The last one was making eye contact. You guys, you can cheat.
So here's,
you can space out with eye contact.
I'm going to tell you guys that I read this in an article, but really I saw it on TikTok and it was this, I should find it. A girl said, you can have my eye contact or you can have my attention. You cannot have both.
Oh.
Because here's where I think making occasional eye contact is cool, but it's kind of creepy when somebody's just staring at you.
I agree.
Yeah.
I can't.
And right now we're trying to like do it, like blinking contest.
Right.
And it's staring contest.
It is a little weird. I mean, I do love looking at you and I would say I'm more comfortable looking at you than I am anyone else.
But I think I don't know. I think yeah. Making eye contact and then I can't, if I'm focusing on I'm focusing on eye contact. I'm just paying attention to eye contact. I'm just looking in your eyes. And then I'm not focusing on what you're saying.
My biggest danger is if I look at any one thing for too long, I'm not sure why, but I just lose. I start thinking about the person's face or I start looking at an eyebrow or I start checking, you know, I just, my attention wanders. Weirdly, if I look at the same thing, it's better if I am darting around.
Okay, so you guys have to tell us, is making eye contact a sign of active listening or do you get distracted like we do? That's a good one.
I'm just glad that we kind of broke this down because we are allowed to evolve in this in this space. Listening is very hard for some of us. Listening is extremely hard for me. If I were to grade myself with everything, I think listening would be my lowest grade. And for that reason, I want to work on it. But even when I'm working on it, I'm acutely aware, you know, when I start taking inventory of what I'm missing, I'm acutely aware that I'm really, like, I think I was in denial of it for a while. And now I'm just aware that I'm a shitty listener. And this, I'm saying this to you, Kim, I really want to get better.
I
want to get better. There is something in my processing that has never been good at just peaceful talking and listening, but on The Amazing Race, if I have to hear what someone says and get quizzed on it,
you can do it.
I can do it, but that's not fair to you.
But it requires a lot of energy for you to do that.
Right? Sure. Yeah, I'm pretty tired afterwards.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Like, so I've got to find a way to get better at this, and then find a way to not exhaust myself trying to get better at it. Right, and that's probably just practice.
I think every relationship could benefit from this. What I need to work on is not, as I'm listening to somebody talk, not trying to come up with my next question or a response as they're speaking. And even if it means you sit there in a couple seconds of silence.
You mean when they're done? Because
yeah.
You got to remember what it was that you said.
Yeah.
That's really good advice.
Even if, I know silence makes people so uncomfortable, but even if you just like let them really finish and you're nodding. I need to get better at that because I get very uncomfortable with the thought of silence. He's doing it, guys. He's doing it. He's trying so hard to sit in silence.
No, I just wanted to see how comfortable you got with silence.
It's very uncomfortable. See, I just started talking. Anyway, I love you guys and we're here for you. And I love it when you tag us on the old Instagram stories and send us a message. So
if you made it to the end of this podcast, we were going to put this in the beginning, but we didn't want to be braggy. So I'm going to talk about it right now. We were nominated for a Streamy Award.
Different?
We were nominated.
Okay, start that again.
A Shorty Award.
Yes, better. Okay.
Shorty Award, sorry.
We were nominated. This podcast, oh my God. Our podcast is a finalist in the 15th annual Shorty Award.
Yay.
In the, guess what category?
Other.
other. So we're nominated in the other category because we're not like comedy or true crime or sports or news or science. We are non-binary. We are other. So from now until April 26th, you can vote for your favorite finalists. If it's us, that's cool. But if not, that's also cool. Each category will have a judge's winner and a special honor for the people's choice. And we will link in the show notes where that is.
I have more confidence in the people's choice than the judges.
Why?
Because I love our audience and I believe they can,
Oh, you mean we stand a better chance?
Yes.
Yes, I do. I have confidence that the judges will pick a great podcast.
That is what I'm saying with that. Ours.
That's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
Because there was some good competition.
Yeah, it's an honor to be nominated.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got to practice saying that because that's really the only thing we'll ever say.
They did. There are tickets to like go to the awards.
Really?
And
where are they?
It's in New York.
Okay. How about this?
It's a little.
If spending. We're in the area.
I'm going to the T Swift concert.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's in the middle of the weekend. We're going on the weekend.
Oh, it's that week?
In May.
Okay.
But I'm not going to go in 4 days early to go.
You can take Lola.
Award. No, honey.
And your sister-in-law.
No, honey. She'll be in school. It's fine.
Okay.
It's an honor to be nominated.
Right. So we're just letting you know because there is a voting portion of it. We will put the website where you can vote into the show notes if you want to. Honestly, if you don't, you're like, oh my God, this other podcast.
The other podcast in the other category.
In the other category. And you like that. I just believe in the power of the people to exercise their opinion. So just vote for whoever you want to.
Do you know, I watched too much TikTok lately because the news has been bad, y'all. The news has been bad.
It's been
and
tough.
So I've zoned out. And oh, is that hail?
Yep.
What the hail?
It's hailing.
Anyway, this,
wow.
There's these two guys. They had a podcast. I don't even remember them, but they said the last time America was really united and believed in a vote, and they were united on it, and they both said at the same time,
American Idol,
Kelly Clarkson winning American Idol.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You guys, it is hailing.
We should get off to just check on our cars.
Yeah, maybe we're, move a car into the garage.
All right.
Okay.
Wait, we can't move. Oh gosh, we have to move all the other stuff. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.